defense attaché to Israel.
All as Israel and Hamas are at war. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Mayors from Denver and Chicago take part in meetings at the White House and Capitol Hill to discuss the migrant crisis, which they say is straining their city resources. CBS's Natalie Brand on Capitol Hill.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the migrant crisis is costing his city around $40 million a month.
That is not sustainable, right? By the end of this year, we're going to reach well over $300 million alone in just addressing this year's dynamic.
The mayors are asking Congress to approve President Biden's request of $1.4 billion to help cities and states.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your hometown news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is moving forward with impeaching the state's top election administrator. He moved articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf to the Assembly Committee on Government Accountability and Oversight on Thursday. That's after a group launched a six-figure ad buy calling for Voss's removal if he didn't move forward with impeaching Wolf. That ad was filled with incorrect statements about Megan Wolf's involvement in the 2020 presidential election. Governor Evers says he's leaning on Senate Democrats to get an American Family Field maintenance bill passed. Democrats have said they don't like that the bill spends almost $500 million in public money, but asked for much less from the Milwaukee Brewers. The governor says he's persuaded some Democrats to vote for the bill. He says any significant changes to the bill might kill Democratic support. I'm Nate Wagihoe, Civic Media News.
Raptors dominate the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee took on the Raptors last night in Toronto and ran into a buzzsaw. The final 130-111 in favor of Toronto. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin was an assistant coach for the Raptors. Before that, a longtime NBA player. Bucks point guard Damian Lillard says players appreciate that.
I think anytime you have a former player as a coach, you automatically are one with them. You know, they understand our day-to-day. They understand our lives. They understand, you know, what goes into this game.
The Bucks are now 2-2. They host the Knicks tomorrow night. NFL fallout from the Packers' decision to trade starting defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills in exchange for a third-round draft pick. I asked Matt LaFleur if Douglas had stepped out of line as a vocal leader in the locker room.
Now I want to set that down right away. It has nothing to do. I think he's been a positive impact in that locker room, so absolutely not.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 31 tonight, under cloudy skies, southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, 48. 26 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bars as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security?
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report.
Are you tired of think tank-approved corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here today on the big program. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. Sherrod Brown, one of my favorite senators, would someday love to see Sherrod run for president. I think he'd be a great president. Today, he tweeted out, our bill to ensure the government only buys American flags made in America just passed the Senate. American flags, he tweets, should be made by American workers, period. And this is one of those moments where you go, duh. Shouldn't all American flags be made in America by American workers? Look, you know, don't even get me started on the flag code and, you know, people who are dragging them on their cars and wearing them as underwear. I mean, that ship has sailed. But at least shouldn't the American flag be made here, not just for government purchases, but for all purchases? This is one of those things where, you know, I love, you know, people who have the jingoistic T-shirts and they've got the flag and, you know, these colors don't run and, that, you know, that kind of stuff. Made in Taiwan or China or, you know, wherever. Not here. And it's one of those things where you go, at least that. I mean, maybe thoughts. But good. Well, I'm glad it passed the Senate. We'll see how many Republicans vote against it in the House. Remember, the people who love to wrap themselves in the flag, sadly, a lot of them made in China. Now, this is one of those things I love, especially with my MAGA friends, because the Red Hat folks, you know, a lot of their stuff's made in China, which is hysterical because, you know, dear leader, yeah, he likes to talk about China and he likes to talk about how much China. And yet a lot of the stuff that has his name on it, made in China. So, yeah, good on Sherrod Brown. Again, this is one of those things where you go, really? We need to pass this? And there's a question that if it's going to pass the House? Yeah. scary where we are, isn't it? Scary times. And you would think common sense would prevail, but here we are. I had another one of those weird conversations today. I said something, hey, gas prices are coming down a little bit. Are you giving Biden credit for that? No, it's all Biden's fault that gas prices are high. We need, a dollar gas like we used to have under Trump. And I'm going, I don't remember that, but I'm not going to debate your delusion. So I brought up the fact that Shell in the third quarter of this year posted $6.2 billion in profit. And I said, hey, do you think, in a quarter, Shell, pocketing $6.2 billion has anything to do with the rise, with the gas prices being what they are? No. Do you think that, the stock buybacks that they're talking about, over, $3.5 billion that they plan on doing this quarter, do you think that's got anything to do with it? And the answer, no, because that would take some bit of thought, wouldn't it? That would take some bit of curiosity. Let's use that word. And this is where I started coming around to this reality that no matter what happens, there are some who are dug into their camps. For instance, today I was talking about college costs with someone, and they told me that Donald Trump has proposed free college education. And I'm like, really? Now, when I did a little looking into it, it's because, those universities are filling, their kids' minds with communism and socialism and ismisms and, all kinds of, whatever was bleeding out of his mouth. And I kind of remember this guy, didn't he try his hand at Trump University? Didn't something come of that? Like he had to pay like $25 million fines and stuff. Didn't he already give this a go? And the truth is, yes, he did. He gave it a go. And maybe this is where he's learned. And this one's going to be free. He has proposed a free online university. And evidently he's going to tax all of the large private universities' endowments to pay for it. And look, I'm not against the idea of taxing, large universities' endowments, especially the big elite ones. I find it interesting that a Republican's talking about taxing anything. Seems kind of counterintuitive to their worldview. But when it comes to punishing their perceived enemies, they're all in favor of using that tool. And Trump more than others, because if you remember, one of the things Trump did in his tax scheme was to punish blue states that have higher property taxes and cap the amount that you're able to deduct. I think it was like $10,000, and New York got hit badly. New Jersey got hit badly. California got hit badly. And again, using the tax code as a weapon. But in this world, I'm, as a tax and spend liberal, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can see taxing the elites to pay for everyone to have an opportunity to get an education. Not fond of online education, because I believe most of it is graft. I believe most of it's a waste of time. And sadly, most of it isn't recognized by anybody who would matter. But I'm not against the idea of going, hey, we do need to invest in education. We do need to give people the tools to make themselves better. And we have to do it in a way that, quite frankly, people don't go broke. Wages haven't kept up. There was an era in this country, 50s, 60s, early 70s, where you could work hard. You could work a minimum wage job and you could work your way through college. You could do it. You could get through and not have a lifetime worth of debt on the other side. That's the interesting part to me. Now, again, it comes back to the jobs, though, for me. And I do find it interesting that the UN today had a report, come out basically saying, hey, DoorDash, hey, Walmart, hey, Amazon. The shameful union busting, the poverty wages, that's harming America. They said, look, these low-wage jobs, all of these gig work, all this stuff, What it does is it traps workers in poverty, traps them into a cycle of generational poverty, and forces them to rely on government assistance. Again, giving Republicans someone to beat up on. But I do find it interesting that the UN is stepping up and saying, look, hey, richest country in the world, richest country in the history of civilization at its richest moment. Why are you allowing low-road employers to abuse your citizens? Why are you allowing them to cheat them out of wages and tear down working conditions? Why are you allowing that? Now, you know, will this matter? Will these letters matter? Will anything from the UN matter? I don't think so. But it kind of is a wake-up call. The fact that we have a pathetically low minimum wage, the fact that wage theft in this country is rampant, the fact that most working people, especially the working poor, don't have schedules that they can predict. They can't organize because the power has swung so far to the hands of the employers that, well, it's getting harder and harder. Now, I would say, to this report, the good thing is labor organizing kind of taking an uptick. Labor is in the spotlight. Opportunity to do better. I'm looking forward to. But this is where government action has to play. And as I talked about yesterday on the program, the idea of a 32-hour work week is something that I'm all in favor of. And I've gotten a lot of response from people telling me that I'm crazy. We can't possibly. How could we do such a thing? And, I'm doing some research, actually reading old clips in newspapers of what the wealthy and the business owners said back in the 1850s, 1860s about going away from the sun up to sundown work day. 6 days a week, 12, 14, 16-hour days, and how, going to an 8-hour day would just couldn't possibly happen. What would people do with all of that free time? The devil's work in idle hands kind of stuff. And I expect the exact same kind of responses if the 32-hour work week gets some momentum. Because it benefits working people. It benefits working families. And in an economy right now where one income certainly doesn't support a family, two doesn't really support a family. The fact is that you need three, sometimes four jobs to make ends meet. The idea of a 32-hour work week may seem foreign and
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course, proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams. University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, no, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in the, like, really...
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
they're off on the fringe on a lot of issues. Could we have a Labor Party? Is that possible? Maybe. But look what's happening to the Democrats right now over what's going on in Israel and Palestine. They're ripping themselves to shreds. The country, in fact, is tearing itself apart right now over this issue because nobody knows what to do. But everybody knows what to do. And as I've said from the beginning, I'm not weighing in on it because I don't know enough about all of the dynamics. I have some thoughts, but all of these people saying this is the way forward, I don't know. My area is focusing on helping working people get a better tomorrow here at home. So I don't know what a third party looks like. If you've got thoughts, I want to hear it. Because if there's a better mousetrap, let's build it. If there's a better way to continue this wonderful experiment of self-governance, if there's a better way for us to ensure that working people get what they need, because look, you know, John's right. The game is rigged against working people. The game is rigged for the people who have the money to buy politicians.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Special Report. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been found guilty of federal fraud and conspiracy charges. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The former crypto billionaire was accused of a wide-ranging scheme to misappropriate billions of dollars of customer funds. Jurors decided Fried was criminally responsible for what's been called one of the biggest financial frauds in American history.
The charges include wire fraud, conspiracy to commit fraud, and money laundering. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says prosecutors made it simple for the jury.
What the government made it look like was just apparently what the jurors believed. It was stealing. It was fraud, and he intended to do it. It was not something that was so esoteric that he somehow was in above his head and he made a mistake, which was his defense.
Bankman-Fried's attorney says they respect the jury's decision but are disappointed with the result. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to end race-based consideration in higher education programs take another step. The Assembly Colleges and Universities Committee took up a bill Thursday. Among other things, it would guarantee admission to Wisconsin State Universities and technical colleges for high school students who graduate in the top 5% of their class. It would also take race out of the equation for financial aid decisions. Governor Evers admits he hasn't visited any state prisons recently, even though three inmates have died in 4 months. People in prisons in Waupun, Green Bay, and Stanley have had to stay in their cells around the clock since March due to staffing shortages. Families say they're concerned about their mental and physical health. Evers says his corrections secretary visits the Waupun prison every day. Democrats introduced a slate of bills looking to improve prison conditions on Thursday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 31 tonight, under cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered showers 48. 26 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is Jim Hightower saying, what's your utility doing?
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So the big trial going on in New York, Dumb Jr. and Eric testified. Fun. But my favorite part of this, and we're going to get into some of the Dumb Jr. and Eric testimony, very predictable. But my favorite part of all this is Ivanka trying to get out of it. My favorite part in all of this, of all the BS excuses that you could possibly come up with, Ivanka Trump has asked that the fraud trial, you know, just it's during a school year. It's in the middle of the school week, and it's an undue hardship on a single on a mom like me.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
At this point, they have said, you know, the statute of limitations on her stuff is up because she was already at the White House by the time, you know, some of the more sketchy stuff was going down. And so they're not, you know, linking her in this trial the way that they are with the boys. So
the boys.
Right. The other heirs. I've been trying to call them the heirs. Because I hate this idea, like with everybody on the media calling them, you know, Trump's children. It's like, no, they're not children. They're
so you mean errors like in they're going to inherit something, or errors like they're mistakes?
That's an excellent question.
You use the word. I'm just asking what your intention is.
I'm in heirs as in the inheritors.
Okay. I now makes sense.
But yours is funnier.
But mine is just as valid, possibly. Were you surprised by any of the testimony thus far? I mean, I'm not. I mean, I haven't watched all of it. I've just been reading some of the reports. But are you shocked that they're trying to blame the accountants and lawyers? And are you shocked that they're trying to play stupid?
Well, so there are a couple of different things that one thing that really did shock me is Donald Jr. was the first one up among the three of the heirs. And he was relatively chill and calm, and he seems like such a huge hothead, right? Like on all of the speeches he gives and the stupid videos he does, he just really seems like a hothead. Yeah. When he was testifying, it didn't matter, you know, what they were facing, what he was facing up against, the things that they were saying. Yeah, like he really, true. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. He was very chill. Eric, on the other hand, has spent the last couple of weeks sitting very quietly with his hands folded, being very polite in the courtroom, and he got a little testy today. And basically, I think it's because he is linked to so much of this. The property at Seven Seasons, the dude was staying there. He was living there while this was one of the projects that he was working on. And so I think, you know, Don Jr. maybe was doing other things. He was, you know, obviously traveling all over the country trying to be super political and hoping that he could run for the U.S. Senate or something. It turns out Eric was doing a whole lot of work. The other interesting thing is the thing that you point out about how they're trying to blame the accountants. They're like, well, we didn't do this. You know, I didn't have anything to do with this. I didn't have anything to do with that. The problem is, I think one piece of it is that they were assigned the task of taking over, particularly the Trump trust, whenever Trump took over the White House. And so these were the guys who were in charge. And so if they weren't in charge, does that then mean that Donald Trump was the one basically controlling his trust while he was supposed to be working at the White House? And I think that's worth, you know, finding an answer to, because at some point, you know, they fired Alan Weisselberg, and, you know, because he had been indicted already.
Yeah.
And the other piece of it is there's a document that shows that Donald Trump took over the trust again on January 15th, 2021, which is 5 days before he left the presidency, at the same time that he was saying, I'm not leaving, I won the White House, but he's clearly already preparing to go back to the private sector. So it kind of makes him look like just a huge fraud.
Yeah.
Shocker, right?
Yeah, shock. The whole thing. Look, now here's the thing. I think Eric got testy because they were basically walking him through his testimony and basically telling him he's stupid. And this is a guy who his entire life people have been telling me how stupid he is. So, of course, when it's right in front of you how stupid you are, of course he's going to explode. Now, here's what I think. I think neither of them know what the hell's going on. I think they're both stupid. I think for their entire lives, people have done their homework for him. And all they've done is put their name on the top of it. And this is no different. Donald Trump told the accountants what to do. They shoveled it in front of these two idiots. They signed off, collected their paychecks, and never thought a thing about it, never thought they were liable for anything. And now it's turning around and biting them in the behind.
That may be the case. I think that is an excuse. The whole, like, I had staff for that. We have people who do that. It hasn't worked in the past with the mafia. Every time the mafia has gone to trial, it hasn't worked for them.
Doesn't matter. Here's the thing. If I give my accountant all the stuff and go, hey, do magic, make me pay the least amount of taxes I can possibly pay, use every loophole possible, whatever he does and I put my name on the bottom of that, he's not going to jail. I am. So at the end of the day, your signature matters on this stuff. So you better darn well know what you're signing.
And that's the other thing, too, is this wasn't just like tax evasion, although there is some tax evasion in there. You know, it's artificially inflating his assets.
Yep.
And And that came because over and over again, Trump kept asking, you guys need to make me look more wealthy than I actually am. And that is not something that an accountant just comes up with, like, oh, I want to make, you know, my boss look like he's a gazillionaire. You know, that's a Donald Trump demand. And so this idea of them saying, oh, they were just doing this of their own accord is absurd.
It's absolutely absurd. But here's the thing. I mean, and this is where I'm struggling with this because, and I forget who it was. I think it may have been Jamie Raskin, who was saying, look, okay, if Mar-a-Lago is worth $1 billion, taxing agent in that area, why aren't you taxing him at $1 billion for what it is? And this is the part that, this is where, for me, the disconnect is. If he's claiming to be worth so much more and his assets are so much more valuable in this realm, and he's cheating in this realm, so which is it? And I got to tell you, I think the tax evasion is a much bigger part than the fraud than this. Yeah, he cheated the banks out of $168 million, supposedly. But I got to tell you, his base is going to look at that and go, hey, he cheated the banks. He's smart. Never mind that they're going to have to pick up the difference, but he's smart. He figured out how to cheat the banks.
But it is the tax part of it that is absurd. It was actually Jared Moskowitz who sent a letter to the appraiser for Palm Beach County and right. said, you know, Donald Trump says that this is worth, you know, over $1 billion. I think that you need to reassess it because you rank it somewhere between 18 million and 26 and a half million. So it seems to me like perhaps he has been paying significantly lower in taxes. But that's the whole gig, right? Like he pretended that the property for Seven Springs was significantly larger than it actually was. His Trump Tower was like, what, 10 floors higher than it actually was. And that was to artificially inflate the assets. But whenever it came to paying taxes, it was like, okay, how can I make things look smaller and smaller and smaller? And it's like six and one half dozen of the other. Like you're trying to be able to save money here and get money there. And at some point, like you're really just sort of running into each other and yeah. It's not going to work.
Now to wrap this up, because look, they're already guilty. As I understand, the decision's already made. All of this goings on is just, I guess, a matter of how guilty and what the penalties out of this could be. And my mind keeps going back to, I'm waiting for Dumb Jr. and Eric to sue Donald and say, you know, you fretted away our inheritance.
You know, I think it's possible, but the thing about the boys is that they are so desperate to be loved. It's sad.
Yeah.
And so you just have to wonder, like, at what point does psychology come into this? And they're like, you know, is it really about money or is it really their desperation for their father to, you know, care about them as much as he does Ivanka?
So if Ivanka testifies, because I was reading a statement by Mary Trump, she said that if Ivanka has to testify, she's throwing the old man under the bus because she knows that he would throw her under the bus and that, you know, she's basically him in a dress. You agree with that?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Because she, I mean, definitely, the thing about Ivanka is I think she is significantly smarter than Donald is. And I don't know if that's necessarily because of smarter, stupid, or dementia. But I think she knows how to protect herself a lot better than he does. And I have no doubt in my mind that she's really willing to do whatever it takes to stay out of prison. And even if that means throwing your dad behind bars.
Yeah. You listen to The Rick Smith Show here with Sarah Burris. Sarah's a reporter at Raw Story, rawstory.com, where you can find her work. We'll get links out on social media, how you can take a look at that. Have you noticed caravans are back? There's a giant caravan. Trump's been truthing about it. The New York Post's been writing about it. Fox is all over it. The caravans, biggest ever caravans. Seems like it's right on schedule, right before an election. Seems like, I don't know, perfectly timed.
Yeah, that's the thing about the October surprise. All of a sudden, oh my gosh, the caravans are coming. The immigrants are coming. Like every October before an election, that's what happens. And I feel like you can't go to that well, you know, more than four times. And that's kind of the number we're at now. Like, fool me once, shame on you. But What is it George W. Bush accidentally said? He's like, fool me, can't get fooled again.
Yeah, yeah. No, but you can. Look, they do it all the time, and everyone it then becomes the story. It is the oxygen in the room. And next, yeah. I'm waiting for MS-13, and then I'm waiting for, you know, Chinese balloons will be back before we know it.
And that, I think, is coming because anything to do with foreign policy right now, Joe Biden is going to excel at. Democrats are excelling at. Tommy Tuberville is making Republicans look really bad in the U.S. Senate. The catastrophe going on in Congress is making Republicans look really bad. They have to come up with something because right now it is not working for them.
Yeah, the impeachment. The impeachment's coming back because there's a check. Did you know there's a check? You know, James and Sarah Biden sent Joe Biden a check, you know, a personal check. There was a personal check. They have a check. Did you know there's a check?
Apparently, Joe Biden gave money to his brother, and his brother repaid it with a check.
No, it's not the check that's the problem. It's the problem is that he repaid it. That's something foreign to most Republicans. We don't repay that. It's foreign to Donald Trump. File bankruptcy,
totally
screw that creditor.
Right? Exactly. Totally unexpected. I think once they actually try and do this, I wonder if one of the reasons that you're not seeing so much defense from the Democrats, from the national Democrats on stuff like this is because they're like, oh, please, by all means, come after us for stuff like this because we know you don't have it.
Yeah.
So.
No, keep going. And I keep saying that. Keep going. Show us the doctored stuff. I was waiting for the check to go through Byron Donald's office and then it would put the memo for the big guy.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We both watched Donald Trump for the last, you know, 6-8 years, and it's very clear that he is losing it more and more and more. I mean, at least it is to me, because I mean, it's one thing to make a joke about ear cancer, but now he's talking about whales being hit by windmills, and I mean, you're at some point you're just like, dude. And he didn't know, again, like, he makes fun of Biden for saying he was in the wrong state. Trump doesn't know where he is. I mean, it really is all pointing at himself.
No. This is the best one. He was giving his little spiel, and he said, you know, in his second term, we're going to have a great country. It's going to be called the United States of America.
Yeah. It turns out, I don't know if you saw this, but he learned, I guess, recently that the word us.
Yeah, yeah. U.S.
And the abbreviation for U.S. are the same.
Yeah, no. I thought he's a genius. He thought that up.
He's a very stable genius.
Just dawned on him. Listen to the Rick Smith Show with Sarah Burris. Make sure you check out her work over at Raw Story, rawstory.com, the website. You brought up Tommy Tuberville, the dumbest guy in the Senate. And it's about time. I mean, I've been asking, you know, why hasn't Schumer done more to go around this guy? Why haven't they done something before this? Because one of the people that Tuberville, you know, has been standing in the way of is leading a carrier group in the Middle East right now.
Yeah.
You know, we got a guy just had a heart attack, I guess, just the day before yesterday, who's picking up all the slack because there's no one to help. This is this guy. Why haven't they gone around him before this?
So there are two things here. One, I don't know what on earth Schumer is thinking, but it's insane. I know that to do all of these votes, it will take a ridiculously long amount of time. Well, guess what? You need to take a ridiculously long amount of time.
Nothing else is getting done.
Right. I mean, it's not like you can pass something in the Senate and pass it on to Congress and suddenly it's going to turn into a bill and be signed. Like, it's going to die in the Congress. So the things you can do are appointments, and you should really start it, you know. The other piece of this is, again, sort of my bizarre conspiracy theory, but for like the last year, it really has seemed like Mitch McConnell has been asleep at the wheel. And what happened this week is apparently he started screaming at Josh Hawley in the caucus meeting and threatening him that if anybody supported his Citizens United bill, he was going to primary him. And then all of a sudden, this fight against Tuberville, after he's been doing this for 9 months, right? Finally, all of these Republicans just showed up all at once and they were just like, we're going to fight against it. And so I just wonder if McCall has been MIA up until this point, and finally he was like, you know, awakened, or, you know, maybe he's back at work and has all of his faculties about him, because it just seems like a lot of this is happening sort of all at once on the Senate side.
Yeah, maybe he's had enough of it. But you brought up Hawley's Citizens United bill. What I find most interesting about Hawley's bill is it does actually do nothing about Citizens United.
Exactly. There are so many different organizations, like dark money groups. And so this idea that he's saying, oh, we don't want companies to be able to spend money. It's like, no, you're just going to make everybody else be able to spend money on campaigns. And, you know, it's like what McConnell told him is, dude, you wouldn't be in the Senate if it weren't for the soft money that we helped to get you here. If they're going to try and get rid of Citizens United, they need to get rid of all of Citizens United, not just the ones that, you know, that they think, oh, there are more Democrats over here.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of publicly funded elections. We should be going that route. There should be no money coming from billionaires whatsoever. In fact, we shouldn't even have billionaires. That's where my mind goes. Also, you had a good story on this crazy woman who claims Black Lives Matter protesters attacked her. I love these stories that pop up because no one plays a victim like a Republican. They are very good at the victim card. And it turns out a lot of the times when they make up these grandiose stories about, you know, how heroic they were and not so much. And this is another one of those. This woman was not attacked by anyone, was she?
No. And that's the crazy thing is this is all thanks to a Freedom of Information Act request to the police department from the Huffington Post, Jen Bendry, who is an amazing investigative reporter. And they had the 911 call in when she called in claiming she was being attacked, and that was aired on Fox. The actual police report has a whole different story. And that's basically that at the same time, this woman who, you know, basically could change the balance of power in Virginia's state Senate, this woman claims that she was at an intersection being attacked by Black Lives Matter protesters. At the same time, there were a bunch of Black Lives Matter protesters saying there's a woman in an intersection, like trying to run over us and coming after us. And what was interesting in looking at the whole situation is there was no violence that night. There was no property damage. Like everything, police said that everything was peaceful. It was this one incident.
Right.
And there were multiple calls of people saying there's this woman who's like coming at us with her car. And this is like, what, like a couple of years after Charlottesville and like 2 hours away. So this idea of like someone ramming you with your car is kind of present in everybody's mind. And she basically made this entire story and has based her entire political career on that story, has traveled around the state with Glenn Youngkin and campaigned with him using this story. And it turns out it's all a lie.
Yeah, but it sounds good, though. Makes her kind of heroic. Makes her the victim they love to be.
You know, I have always had a bunch of rules in politics, but two of my main ones are never lie, because you will get found out. Someone will find it.
Yep.
We are in an era of 24-hour news. Everybody has a cell phone camera. Everybody's live tweeting stuff. You will be found out. Don't lie. And the other part is just be nice, right? Like, don't try to run people over there with your car. Be nice. Be nice. A good person.
How hard is that?
Because it's so much to ask, right?
I'm with you. I'm with you right there. Finally, got to get your thoughts on George Santos. A lot of people were surprised that he got as many votes to stay. I wasn't, because as I've said, I probably wouldn't have voted to oust him, because I still believe that he has the right to due process. The ethics committee hasn't completed their work. He's charged. He's not been indicted. Are you surprised? And he said, look, if you come for me, I'm coming for you. Should people be quaking in their boots?
I don't think anybody should be quaking in their boots. I don't think anyone's actually scared of him. But I do think, like, some of the people who voted to support him are people like Raskin and Zoe Lofgren, people who are institutions in the Judiciary Committee. So they are very focused on this idea of innocent until proven guilty. And, for those of us who believe in that, it kind of does lend itself.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A New York jury finds FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried guilty on all counts for defrauding his cryptocurrency.